advance, Roger.
Good morning, everybody. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Barbara is with us again, Barbara Richmond. And I apologize, Barbara, for that little snafu typographical error on your last name. It is Barbara Richmond, not Barbara Richards. And we will get that fixed right away. Barbara, you shared some amazing stories last Saturday. And for those of you who did not catch that live conversation, I encourage you to catch the recording. I want to jump right back into where we kind of left off, and I want to open up the line for anybody that has questions specifically about water. The dialogue we just had was very educational to me, as always, when we can just have a conversation and learn about why PIMAG water is so great. Our family has been utilizing Nikan's PIMAG water properties or solutions, products, since 1999. And they've been revolutionary in so many ways. I don't know how great they are for our family because for 22 years, this is all we've known. And our entire daughter's life, this is all we've known. So it's fun. Barbara, I want to, if you can, would you mind, I know you and I have been dialoguing via text and email. Could you start? I know you had one more story you wanted to share, but I think it bears repeating, maybe a condensed version of your friend, the engineer, as I call him, the 89-year young helicopter manufacturer or helicopter builder in his own home. That's most people don't do that. They might do puzzles, they might do crosswords, but build a helicopter that tells you where some people can be at. And the reason why I want you to tell that story again to lend for people's questions that they will ask, and all they need to do is hit star 6 to ask the question. But Barbara, you've got two stories, and if you've already done that and there's background noise like wind or sneezing, and I'm not making fun of you, those things happen, but if you could just mute your phone until Barbara's ready to take your question, that would be incredibly helpful. Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong. Was your friend's name Andy?
That's correct, yes.
Correct, okay. Would you mind retelling? And the reason why is I had a conversation with some of our dear friends this week, last Sunday actually, and his wife, she's my age, 51, 52-ish. I don't know exactly. But developed COVID. She's a two-time cancer thriver. And since she's recovered from COVID, she has had incredible brain fog and is always lethargic, always tired. She has not been able to bounce back. So I was sharing with my friend about your friend Andy. So, again, you know, let me do this right quick. You did call in on the six-digit line, correct, Barbara? The code?
Yes, it did. Yep. I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. I'm gonna mute everybody out just for the sake of sanity, and then I'll open it back up. Because all it takes is one. Wind is great. Wind is a great purification and transferring natural agent to get negative ions. You know, moving around out in nature, but it's not so good on a cell phone when we're doing a conference call. So, Barbara, jump right into retelling that story of Andy, and I know you've got another one. Then let's open it up for some water Q&A. Thank you.
Well, Andy called me in January. He had had live cell microscopy with Ted Loisio a couple of years ago when Ted was here. And he was most impressed about what Ted had said about water. And so he asked me if I could come by his home and talk to him a bit more about it. So I did. And Andy is an intellectual genius. There's no other word to describe him. He was a high school teacher, but he had the wherewithal and the ability to build a helicopter inside his home. And when it was time he wanted to get it out, they had to take the roof off his house to get the helicopter out. And it was a working helicopter. So when you're speaking with somebody like that, it's not really intimidating, but Andy is also a hoarder, and he's in the process of writing a book, turned 89 on the 10th of February. But we got talking about water and about the fact that the pie water takes blood from clumping together to opening it up and free flowing. And that can happen within 30 seconds to a minute. When Ted did the live cell, you could see the red blood cells clumping together. And just a sip of the pie water, within a minute, the red blood cells were flowing freely. So that, as Ted explained, that increases the circulation. Now, Andy was undergoing treatment for a very serious illness, radiation. And so I recommended that he purchase the sport bottle, convenience for traveling to another city for chemotherapy or for the radiation. And at his advanced age, I wasn't going to promote the water pack. But no, he wanted to know about all the products. He wanted to bathe in the water that he was drinking. So he purchased the entire water pack. In the meantime, I had a brand new waterfall in my home. So I came home, got it, went back, set it up for him. And the next day, he called me and he blew me away. He said, "Barbara, the brain fog is gone." I said, "Well, tell me more, Andy." He said, "Well, my thoughts were muddled." And he said, "And, you know, I was jumping from one thing to another. I couldn't focus on one task at hand." And he said, his fluid consumption used to be Coca-Cola, A&W root beer, and less than a cup of water a day. So I immediately told him he had to drink half his body weight in water. And he looked at me and he said, "I can't do that." I said, "Yes, you can. One cup at a time." So I set out a plan for him, and he'd only had two cups of water when his brain fog lifted. As time has gone on, he's increased his water consumption. And he was very, very lame, walking with a cane. His mobility has improved. His balance has improved considerably. And he's back to writing his book because he's able to stay focused. So there's never an age that's too old to try a new natural remedy that, as Ted showed on the lifestyle, how quickly our water can circulate throughout the system. And it was visually proven right in front of him and many others that day. So,
Barbara, I want to reiterate something you're talking about for people that have no clue what you're talking about when you mention nutritional microscopy. And I would encourage you to simply do a quick internet search on the topic. Again, nutritional microscopy.
Live cell.
I don't know how to.
Live
cell. Big difference between taking a blood sample and sending it off to a lab is people like what Ted Aloysio did for what we're talking about with Andy. The last time I had this done, I want to say it was 4 or 5 years ago at an event in Virginia, and the nurse, if I could call her that, the person who was testing it, she, when she did her presentation up in front of the room, she said this about all of us that were there: "I've never seen so many people whose blood is actually, the cells are dancing That was the word she used. They're dancing. She said the hydration level of you people is off the charts because you can actually see. And so that's where one of the things that can be attributed to, as we've been discussing, and if we can encourage people just to read what's in the online catalog, the features, advantages, and benefits of the PIMAG water, the micro, you know, the clusters, the live, you know, everything that's moving and assimilating into the cellular structure. And I don't think brain fog is a medical term. So Andy's results,
another term he used was fuzzy minded. So that's definitely not a medical term.
Right.
About the blood though, Vance, when you have a normal blood test done and they go to put it under the microscope, they use a fixative. So they can actually test that blood years later. It's dead blood. It will tell them something. But live cell microscopy, the blood is alive when it goes under the microscope. So when you watch it on the TV screen, you can see the white blood cells. You can see whether the red blood cells are clumped together. You can see if there's free radicals floating about. Now, unfortunately, we lost Ted on the 2nd of March. He wrote 4 books. The one book, The Blood Never Lies, it's out of print, but you just might get lucky and find one in a used bookstore. Well worth the read. Well worth it. So that's just another little add-on.
Yeah, and anything to do with, again, the topic of nutritional microscopy. Ted would refer to himself as a nutritional microscopist, but it's live cell testing. In other words, you're not waiting for it to go off to a lab. You're actually looking at it under a microscope, which is connected to a monitor or a computer, so you can see what's going that's not visible to the naked eye. Barbara, this it's the purpose also of that, as a sidebar, is for somebody like Ted or others to be able to quickly give some suggestions on, you know, when we're looking at white and red blood cells as to what nutritional things our body is lacking, so ways we can improve it. And that was one of the things that I did differently. You know, again, I want to say it was 5 years ago. I remember the event. I remember who was there and whatnot, but I don't remember the date. But one of the things that Dennis Bryant and I, who also had his blood tested, both of us were deficient or low in, was live enzymes. And I looked right at the tester and I said, asked her, you mean, so if I increased the jade greenzymes, our barley product, which contains the live enzymes, and she said, oh, absolutely, that would help. So I modified the way that I take them. And I, when I'm home during the day, which is not very often, I take a second dose of them. But anything that you can do, the more organic fruits and vegetables that we can get into our body that contain the live enzymes, it makes a huge difference in my energy level versus not. Versus eating overprocessed and dead food or a lot of red meat, which I don't consume much of, except on St. Patty's Day. I did have corned beef and cabbage. That was wonderful. Barbara, I know I don't want to get off track here.
Something that Go ahead. Brought up. He used to have a friend who pumped septic tanks, and he used to carry a little baggie of pills around with him that had come out of the bottom of a septic tank. And those pills still had the name on them of what the pill was, whether it was 2 milligrams, 5 milligrams, whatever. So people that were taking these pills, many of them were prescription, and some were over-the-counter from a drugstore or a big box store. They were just going in the mouth and out the other end. They weren't dissolving or being absorbed whatsoever. He got to the point where he stopped carrying the little baggie of, he called them potty pellets. He stopped carrying those around and just had very graphic pictures of them. But When he did testing for me, he used to come to our bed and breakfast. It started once a month and twice a month, like 2 days a month, and then three consecutive days a month. And we were always full of people wanting to have the test. He didn't know anything about the applicants, nothing. He didn't know if they took Nikan Nutritionals or something else. But every time he tested somebody that was taking Nikan Nutritionals, he would turn to them and he'd say, my best guess is you're taking Nikan Nutritionals, are you? And they would confirm that they were. He could tell from the blood test. When we were first introduced to him, Wayne and I were a little nervous about what he was going to tell us. Is he going to tell us to get to the nearest hospital or what? And he turned around to us and he said, my best bet is you're taking Nikan Nutritionals. Am I correct? And he was. He could tell. He could tell. And his children's school teacher would call him and say, how come your kids never miss a day of school? They're never late. They're never sick. And he said, because they have Jay Greens every day. He used to mix the Jay Greens in the egg salad sandwiches he made for them or the tuna fish salad sandwiches he made for them, whatever. They had their Jay Greens every day. And his son went to a friend's place, and when he came home, he came running in the door and said, Dad, Dad, their tuna isn't green. That was the first time his son had had normal tuna fish without the Jay Greens in it. He thought
that
something was wrong.
Yeah, it's so, a fantastic, fantastic way to increase the nutritional element of what we're eating, because barley is one of those vegetables, so one of those grains that's just not in the North American diet. Unfortunately, we don't consume beef barley soup, and even if we were to, most of the barley elements, the benefits of it, have been cooked out. They've been boiled out. So again, it's still the number one nutritional product as far as sales here in North America. And if you're not utilizing it, and if you're not encouraging other people, that should be their go-to start, because it makes such a huge difference in the world. And if you want to do some more research on it, oldest book in the world, most highest selling grossing book every year, it's called the Bible. Talks a lot about the barley and why the, you know, going back 6,000 years, why cultures around the world use it and the benefits of it. And again, you can just do a quick Google search on it and just type in benefits of barley. You can type in the same thing on YouTube, and it's amazing. I know, Barbara, you've got one more story on water.
Well,
and I do want to open up the line. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to say something before we get to that story. If you recall last week, I mentioned the gentleman that was potentially going to lose a third of his tongue. And we recommended that he have at least a teaspoon of Jade Greens every day with the pie water. And in 3 weeks, his surgery was canceled. Now, Ted said, if we had no access to food, any kind of food, we could survive by taking Jade Greens and pie water. We could survive and be healthy just based on those two elements. That's a pretty profound statement.
Yeah, and I believe it was Ted that taught me, and this is probably 12, 15 years ago, that the Jade Greens, the way it's processed, is either 80 or 85% pure protein. So when you make that statement and remind us again that we could survive, we could live on, Jade Greenzymes and Pymag water to sustain us. When you're getting that kind of protein content through a vegetable source, it's amazing. And I was reading about macadamia milk this morning. It's what I heated up and put in my coffee. And I had no idea some of the benefits of macadamia milk. Who knew? You know, I didn't. I'm not a big fan of drinking cow's milk, because after we're weaned from our mom or from formula, Mammals don't need to. I've not seen a full-grown adult cow out in any field still nursing on its mom. They just don't. So why should we? So anyway, little sidebar note there. Barbara, go ahead with this one more story, and then let's get to some questions if we can about water.
Yep. Okay. This is going to be very quick, but I had to undergo chemotherapy on my face, and the pain was absolutely, and I'm using a medical term here because it was excruciating. It was unrelenting. It was like I'd been in a house fire, and only my face got burnt. And this was to treat a couple of skin cancers. I couldn't get relief from anything. Now, I don't have Advil or Tylenol in my home, but I went out and I bought both, and nothing touched it until I had the bright idea to put pie water in a spritzer bottle and spray it on my face. That was the only thing that gave me some relief enough that I could get some sleep. Then I took face cloths that I had freshly washed, didn't put in the dryer, didn't use any fabric sheets or softener or anything like that, soaked those in pie water and used them as compresses. That gave me some relief. Now, I was supposed to have 28 days of this treatment. I had to quit at 12 days. I couldn't take it any longer. And it was determined that I was in the group less than 1% of the population that have this allergic reaction to this particular type of chemo. But the pie water literally came to my relief. The only thing that stopped the burning sensation. Now, I've known for years that if you get burnt on the stove or on your barbecue or whatever, immediately treat it with pie water. And 99% of the time, you won't get a blister. And you very likely won't get a scar. So, yeah, the pie water is, well, let's be straight up here. It's a miracle worker in so many ways, in so many different instances and applications, that as long as we have it, we can go to it for so many situations. Start there. Start there and then work towards the other technologies, but always start with the pie water.
And Barbara, what folks can't see is the pictures that you emailed to me, and I immediately, what I didn't share back to you via email, is that I immediately remembered the gentleman from the Oregon Burn Unit, who is a doctor, a skin specialist, and every year he used to come out to our fire department to do the training and to talk about and to educate us about burns, about, they have a different terminology. It's not first, second, and third degree burns. A first degree burn is like a sunburn. Sunburns can be second degree. And again, the new terminology they use, I don't remember, because again, as a third degree burn victor, I never consider myself a burn victim, but a burn victor, having third degree burns on 14% of my body, my hands, my chin, and my chest, as a result of a gasoline explosion when just shortly after I turned 11. I wish, I truly do wish we would have had, but Nikon was not even in the United States at that time, and they did not have the water technology back in 1979. I wish I could have had this, because now, again, just as you said, it's our family's go-to. First thing we do is to get that. Oh, it's great to grab an ice pack or something cold to cool the heat, but it's far greater to get some water right out of the waterfall, because what it does to the skin, what it does to correcting the scenario. Again, this can be a burn on the stove, out of the oven, grabbing a, you know, the oven mitt slip on the barbecue. Tracy O'Connell, same scenario from years ago, the barbecue, enclosed barbecue outside their home in Las Vegas. It exploded. No requirement. She, I can't remember how many percent of her body she burned, but utilizing the pie water never had to get, and I could share story after story after story. Folks, just again, another reason to be able to utilize something that's already in your home. And Barbara, one other note on that is, I didn't look forward to when this doctor would come out. When I found out he was coming back out, I would kind of actually skip that, and you'd think I'd want to go. But it was his 142 grotesque slides, pictures that he shared. 142, and some of them were so graphic of burn victims. Unfortunately, Western medicine, as great as it is, still doesn't know about PIMAG water. And I went through a water treatment as soon as I entered the Oregon Burn Unit as an 11-year-old, and but it's not PIMAG water. It wasn't back then. They're still not using it now. Wow, what it could be like if we did that for burn victims. People tell me today. Yeah, go ahead.
The secret of the PI water is that it's immediately absorbed. So instant absorption, I think, is the key to its healing benefits so quickly.
And why would you, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it rhetorically. Why, in your opinion, you're not a doctor, neither am I, why does it absorb so quickly into the body, into the skin?
Because of the structure of the whole PIMAG system, the fact that the water structure itself is changed. There are slides out there that show a normal drop of water and then a drop of water from the PIMAG system, and they look vastly different. But it's the way that, because it's all based on nature, it's nature's energy. It's not chemical energy. It's not electrical energy. It's energy from nature. The whole premise of the PIMAG waterfall is based on the elements of nature. And nature's our best teacher. Very best. But the structure of the water is changed so it can be immediately absorbed. I think that's the key to so many quick results, like people that eat too many spicy foods. They suffer, you know, with some acid repeating in the back of their throat. They might have a burning sensation around their sternum. And yet they start drinking PI water, and all of a sudden they're not having to take those prescription drugs to ease the discomfort. They're not having to elevate the head of their bed in order to be able to sleep at night. The PI water reduces that acidity, so they're not having that repetitive effect. I mean, it's applicable to so many different challenges. So many.
And one of the stories that just
start with the water.
Yeah, it just popped into my head, and I shared this with a gentleman 2 days ago. From up north of us, well, I guess west of you because you're in Ontario, Canada, Bev Dobrin, who for decades was diagnosed and dealt with, if I could use the word suffered, from multiple sclerosis. Okay, now I'm not saying, please hear my words carefully, I'm not saying that the PI water healed her. However, I remember having a conversation with her as far as her energy level. Most people that deal with an autoimmune disorder like MS or Crohn's or fibromyalgia or fill in the blank, energy is one of the huge, you know, byproducts of that, or, you know, symptoms, and they're dealing with it. And I remember her sharing when she went to an event when Nikan introduced the new insoles that we have now, the M-strides and the M-steps, and her being out on the dance floor until 10 p.m., and typically for her, prior to utilizing the Nikan water and some of the other elements, that would not be possible because 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she was toast. No more energy. Zip, not a none. And so we don't realize how much it can absorb into the cellular structure of the body and so quickly. And one other thing, and I do want to open up the line here, and I will do that. And so if just as a forewarning, hit *6 on your phone after I open it up, and I'll tell you go. And if you've got a question for Barbara, please ask it. But I want to remind everybody again, from the other aspects of what a simple, simple, simple way to find out if you're hydrated or somebody you're talking to is hydrated, because we all know, well, 8 to 10, you know, glasses of water a day, half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Just now, this is a grown-up conversation here, okay? But just ask them, what is the color of your urine? Because as my friend who retired urologist, Dr. Ted Lehman, taught me years ago, if it's yellow, you ain't mellow, okay? It needs to be crystal pristine clear. It should not have a toxic odor to it. Now, first thing in the morning, yes, your body is detoxifying. You're going to process this out. And I would encourage folks, if you don't, but drink a half a glass of water before you go to bed. Now, someone would say, that's crazy, because I'm going to have to get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom. You'll be pleasantly surprised, because this water absorbs in. And then when you do get up 6, 7, 8, 9 hours later, however long you sleep, if you're on a Nikin sleep system, you're going to get to those REM stages faster. That's not a guarantee or a medical claim. That's just what happens for my body. That's when, yes, it could be a different color, yellowish brown or brown, depending on what you've consumed the day before or how little water. But urinecolor.com is a great website to look at. Urinecolor.com, very simple. And look at the charts that they make available. Print it off. You don't have to post them around your house, but it might be a good thing to show people. Most people in the West, we get uncomfortable talking about urine. Well, we need to get comfortable about it. It's a basic thing of life, and it's the fastest way to tell somebody or have them understand. So anyway, on that note, Barbara, I want you to okay, so *6 on your phone line. Some of you have already done it. Questions for Barbara about water or comments, but I'd like to stay in the Hello. Question realm. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Carol again. Advance, great call today. Very educational and informative. And trying to stay within not making medical claims, I was wondering if you could advise me as to how the water could possibly help African Americans with a common health issue that they have with, I don't want to say the word, where they sickle. If their blood is low, they sickle. So hopefully you know what I'm talking about.
I think I clued in what you're referencing, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And based on having the live cell microscopy, when I mentioned that the high water immediately turned the pumping to flowing freely,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend anybody with that particular challenge to definitely be drinking the pie water and taking the Jade Greens. There are microscopists all over the world. It's become quite common now. Ted wanted me to take the course because we had him so often at our bed and breakfast. He wanted me to go to Chicago and take the course, but at the time, it just wasn't possible. But visually, it's so impactful that if somebody's having the challenge that you speak of, I would recommend, if they can do it, to, and if you are in close proximity, if you can provide them with some pie water before they go to have the blood test and consume it after they've had the initial test, and then see the difference on the wonder, that might open up a whole new avenue towards better health.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a possibility. But you can Google microscopists in your area, and there's live cell and there's dark cell microscopists. Just do a Google on the difference between the two. I find live cell is far more accurate. In my mind, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But see if there's a microscopist in your area, and if you're dealing with somebody that has that challenge, I would highly recommend that they have the test done. They take some pie water with them. And, you know, they might think that this is absolutely nuts, that the pie water could make such a difference. But if you can get them to do the test before they drink the pie water and get the microscopy to repeat the test, the evidence will be on the monitor.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope that's helpful.
It is. Hey, Barb, this is Larry Catherine.
Larry, before you ask your question, if we could remind folks, let Larry have his turn. So if you've demuted your line, please get it so the beautiful voice says your line is now muted. That will help cut out some of the background noise, because this that way everybody can hear. And by the way, Larry, before you ask your question, I want to correct myself. Thank you, Lisa McClendon. Just type in on a Google search, on a search engine, urine color chart. Urine color chart. Don't go to the official website of urinecolor.com, but just urine color chart. And you will see a plethora of charts. And some of them are really artsy, and some of them are just more scientific. But that's urine color chart, those three words, and that should help you out. Go ahead, Larry.
Barb, do you have any feedback? I'm sure you do. You've got a lot of experience with this product. We've been on the water for quite a while. We're totally sold on it. But we've got a friend that's wife is having a lot of trouble with dementia, and she still is quite verbal, but has trouble recognizing her husband, and also she will click back into, 25, 30 years ago in an instant, and still talk about wanting to go see her mom, who's passed away quite a long time ago. She's in her early, mid-80s, I believe, but she doesn't drink hardly any water. Could you give me some comments on that, how it might help the brain fog with her?
Well, unfortunately, dementia, we don't have a cure for dementia yet. If you would give your email to Vance, I can forward something to you that I found to be very helpful as far as how to deal with a person with dementia. It has nothing to do with improving their cognitive time, but it's just an easy guideline on how to deal with a person with dementia, so that they don't get agitated and you as the caregiver don't get agitated. The recommendation that I have been given and I have seen results is, along with the pie water, she says she doesn't drink much water. What does she drink?
A lot of soda pop.
Okay, right off the bat, that's a no-no, because just a capful of soda pop will turn a complete glass of alkaline water into acid water. Just a capful, not even a full ounce. So if she's insisting on having soda pop, I'd be diluting it with the pie water until you get her to the point where she's just drinking pie water. I'd give that a try. Represented as a new drink, as something that she will enjoy. Do whatever you have to, but get her off that soda pop somehow. Somehow try and get her off the soda pop, because that's acidity within the system increases the non-cognitive state. It affects the brain cells. It affects every cell in our body, so that the neurons aren't firing properly when they're acidic, when they can't function optimally. So I'd do whatever you could to get her to drink more water. I also would get the Jade Greenzyme and mix them in her food. Because if she's going to be absolutely insistent on her soda pop, the Jade Greens will help to reduce some of that acidity. So you can sprinkle it in the vegetables. You can, when the vegetables have cooled somewhat, because heat destroys the properties of Jade Greens. So it's always got to be in something cool. Mix the Jade Greens in, I don't promote drinking iced tea, but if she would substitute maybe iced tea for the soda pop and make the iced tea with pie water, put some Jade Greens in there with a bit of lemon, that's an approach that could be tried. No guarantees, but do whatever you have to do to be creative to get her drinking more water and away from that soda pop. Soda pop's the very worst thing that we can be drinking, because of its high sugar content, which increases inflammation, as well as the acidity. I hope that's helpful.
Barbara,
thank you.
That's huge. Yeah. The other thing that comes to mind is, Larry, for all of us, is helping to just do simple education with everyone. And this starts with us, ourselves. So thine own self, love your neighbor as yourself. If we'll take care of our own bodies. But for me, just reading the sugar content of the can of A&W root beer, it's the only pop I ever really drink. And usually I only drink it with Pepsi, and maybe it's a half a can. And I'll just dump the rest of it. I just like it. So that's my one vice. But what is discouraging me away from doing that, even when our family eats pizza, is the reality that 96% of my daily sugar intake is in a 12-ounce can of A&W root beer or any root beer. And that I don't want to do that. I'd rather have my sugar in a treat, like a dessert. I don't want to consume 96% of it in a carbonated beverage. And Barbara, thank you for talking about and addressing the fact of what the acid does in the body as far as creating the mental blocks. And we do not have a cure. Nobody has a cure, Niken or otherwise, for dementia. It's unfortunately. However, as you share, that's why I asked you to share again the story of Andy. Because for those of us who have not been diagnosed with a condition like that, we can help increase our mental clarity and even doing tea. But my other thought too, Barbara, and you could comment on this, a nutritional product from Niken is the Super Siaga. And this is the way I mix it for our youngest daughter, who's 11, and she just drinks it down. The Jade Greenzymes, the Super Siaga, half a teaspoon of each, and then I dump in the immunity capsule. And in 4 ounces of water every morning, that's how she starts the day, period.
Yeah, the Super Siaga is absolutely incredible. I take the Super Siaga and the vegan drink mix in my smoothie every morning along with my Jade Greens. In the afternoon, I'll sometimes mix a scoop of Siaga and a scoop of the vegan drink mix in the pie water for instant energy. Sometimes I'll mix the Siaga with a half a packet of the 10-4 for energy. There's all kinds of things that we can do with the Niken products, because they've made it so adaptable, and you can't go wrong. You're not going to do any harm from experimentation. There's no side effects. There's nothing that's contraindicated with experimenting with the NECAN technology.
Hey, one other quick testimony, and I'll share this next week too as kind of a lead off, is experimenting last Saturday, exactly 7 days ago, having had only one, and I do not recommend this, folks. Okay, do not do this so you can create your own NECAN testimony, but having had only 1 hour of sleep in bed, okay, napping in the back of a fire vehicle, fire engine does not count as sleep. But getting up and jumping into the shower, again, PyMag water underneath the micro bubbles, and then taking a suggestion from my dear friend Karen Willis, and she said exactly what you just said, Barbara, taking the 10-4, I used a whole packet in with the Vital Balance. I've never done that before. And I was pleasantly surprised all day volunteering at a dental/medical clinic that my wife was organizing some of the people for. And so naturally I was already committed. I was shocked at not only my energy level, but my mental capacity. And I took my bottle of NECAN water with me. So, you know, was it the water? Was it the KBB? Was it the 10-4? I don't know. But I don't typically do that. I don't typically only get 1 hour of sleep. But, you know, it worked. So do we have any other – I want to try and wrap this up if we can. But any other questions? Yes, go ahead.
Just a quick comment. You know, I know you can't – when you first meet somebody, you can't say, oh, we'd like to see the color of your urine. Okay. So basically there's a little test that you can do. All you do is you pinch some of your – the back of your hand, you pinch some of that skin together. And if that skin is elastic and it pops right back, you're hydrated. If it stays together and it takes a second or two to get back to normal, you're dehydrated.
It's called the tissue turgor test.
Thank you, Barbara.
And it's a really good indicator. How many of you right now are seeing that test on your hands?
I right as Lori started talking about it, I did it because we do it a lot amongst elderly people. First responders
exactly.
will do that. Paramedics will do that a lot to see, because that way if you ask them when was the last time they drank any water and you know that they're not telling the truth, it's a simple way. So thank you, Lori, for that suggestion, because, no, we really don't typically have the ability to to ask somebody, because we, as North Americans, we get hypersensitive about that, and we don't, and trust me, what I've done at our local fire department, they objected about me putting the color charts up in the restrooms, but we had two of our own members on an active call go down because they were dizzy. And that was it. I told our chief, I said, look, I'm not asking for permission. I'm putting these color charts up because this is ridiculous. When you have to take a member of a first responding team to the hospital because they're dehydrated, and both of these calls were not that intense. It wasn't like it was a house fire where we were working and fighting this fire for hours. They were not that intense. But both these individuals, just one consumed a 2-liter container of Mountain Dew every day. Young and dumb. That's the way I call it. Just young and dumb. And the other gentleman, he just wouldn't drink water. So that's changed. Now, eventually I'd love to introduce the waterfall into our fire station. But it's kind of a conflict of interest for me. So I'm trying to figure out the angles to do that. But Barbara, closing thoughts, and by the way, I want to let everybody know there are so many amazing water stories, and that's what we're going to open up the line next week. That's all we're going to do. That's all we're going to share about. There are so many, as we By the way, March 22nd, Barbara, is World Water Awareness Day?
Yes, World Water Day is March 22nd.
Okay. So maybe we'll just close it out on that note, is that it is a focal point, but still, and I'd say just Americans, but it's all North Americans for that matter. We don't understand the simplicity of how easy we can get hydration, but just like gasoline, gas is not gas. You've got so many different varieties. You've got jet fuel. You've got unleaded. You've got diesel. You've got kerosene. The list goes on and on. So when somebody says water is just, water, what's the big deal? Well, do some of these tests. Do the skin test. Ask them, energy level-wise, before we started the recording, what Lori suggested, contrasting and comparing Niken's waterfall to other products that are out there. And you can still do this COVID safe without getting in somebody's space. You can do it really, really simple. Just get creative and have some fun, especially when Niken has given us free shipping and the special that they've given us this month. So, Barbara, thank you again so much for helping us understand and remembering. There's so much education that you've given. And by the way, that when you send that to Larry Hafner, which I've already emailed you his email address, I will get it out to the rest of the group. I will attach it with my email next week.
I've already emailed it to you, Vince, the article for
thank
Larry.
You. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Having a mum, as the English say, my own mom, was diagnosed with dementia a couple years ago. And fortunately, though, she does have access to the most amazing water on the planet. And so that's part of her daily routine. And more would be better. But again, it's getting them to remember, so it's always there. And one simple suggestion, Barbara, you may have a different take on this, and this is not a question, but I want to finish out and just close with this, is for anybody, whether they're young, middle-aged, or elderly, getting containers that actually have the measurements, much like being in a hospital where they have that pitcher that's got the lines on it, so we know exactly how much. For my own self, I carry with me every single day 2 water bottles. It's a total of 44 ounces, and I know when I come home or whatever, or throughout the day, when those 2 are empty, besides what I consume in the morning, besides what I consume in the night, then I know I've reached my goal at half my body weight in ounces of water. It's that simple. Rather than trying to remember 8 to 10 glasses a day and all that. Barbara, what would you suggest as well, anything that you've done to help people get that water in there, and especially, again, the Niken water, once they convert over, like what you had said at the beginning with Andy, just, would you say 2 glasses, I think, made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, he wasn't even drinking a cup of water a day prior to having a drink of the pie water. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, oh my gosh, this is so smooth. I didn't even feel it going down. I want to add one thing too. Anybody that has a newborn baby that is not breastfeeding, that is on formula, you couldn't give them a better start in life than to mix their formula in pie water. Get them off on the right foot right from the get-go.
And I would add to that, having had, we didn't have the PiMag water back when our oldest, who's 22, was an infant, but with both Emily and with Addie, that was a no-brainer. Especially if you're making tea or coffee. Oh my goodness, it's such a huge difference. Oh, and one other note, something that I almost forgot. Alan Fujioka in Hawaii taught me this. And by the way, if you've not seen it, the Dancing with Water, let me pull up her name really quick, MJ Durkin. Dave Johnson interviewed her a couple months ago.
MJ Pangman.
Pangman, I'm sorry, Pangman, thank you.
Yeah. Durkin
I'm looking for Yes. Yes. Yes, and I'm looking up her name. There it is. Dancing with Water is the title of her book. MJ Pangman, P-A-N-G-M-A-N. You can look her up on YouTube, and those videos will come up. Excellent, excellent resource. But I want to go back to something that Alan Fujioka in Hawaii taught me. And she, MJ, reiterated that when the water filters at night in the dark, the proprietary elements that are added to it is so much different. It's best to have your waterfall in not in necessarily a cool, dark place. You don't have to bury it in the closet, okay, in the basement. But don't do as Vance has done and put it in the window box out of convenience, okay? I'm going to actually build a guard around it. A sheet metal, you know, something that looks cosmetically nice, but to during the daytime, especially the morning hours when the sun comes up now that we're heading into that season, that it's not as exposed as it was before because it just direct sunlight on that unit is not the ideal. And Alan was talking about, you know, in Hawaii, they get ample sunshine, but keeping it in an area where it's not fully exposed to the water, to the sunlight. Yeah. It went again, as you said earlier, Barbara, is the way that water is filtered in nature. Okay. Most of your springs, they're not out in full exposure to the sun. Usually they've got a canopy of trees over them. And again, that's nature. And so why not? We should be able to see if we can replicate that at best. We've got a natural spring on our property. And it just percolates right out of the ground. And that water tastes amazing. I'm not going to go out and figure out a way to plumb that into our house. I'm just not going to do that. Okay? That's what the waterfall is. We got to keep it duplicatable. So, anyways, Barbara, thank you so much again.
It also decreases your cost on coffee. You know, if you use tap water for your coffee, the flavor of your coffee is competing with the chemicals in the tap water. You use Thai water, you use less coffee because you're getting the true flavor if you enjoy a cup of coffee. Just saying.
Look at that. You went pop culture and used that term, that phrase, just saying. And we'll finish on that note. So Barbara Richmond has been our guest this morning. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. You can hear the conversation we had last week. Just simply go to the 2021 recordings, again, on SaturdayAMLive.com, and you can click there and you can hear some of her stories. The focus last week was not so much on water, but a lot of what her journey has included. And, Barbara, thank you again. You've been wonderful.
You're most welcome, Vance. Thank you for inviting me.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.